Thank you. Good evening. So here's an idea that won't cost you a penny, although it could cost a fortune if not acted upon in the coming months and years. The Rutherford Institute, which I have no connection to, but they have drafted a resolution and recommended it to you that I think is worthy of support. And this is a resolution to urge both the Congress and the General Assembly to adopt legislation prohibiting information obtained from the domestic use of drones. This is unmanned aerial vehicles, from being introduced into a federal or state court, and precluding the domestic use of drones equipped with anti-personnel devices, meaning rubber bullets, pepper spray. Now, we are currently, Americans, being spied on in violation of the Fourth Amendment with every technology available thus far. There's no reason to think that this technology would not be put to the same unconstitutional uses. Law enforcement uses pepper spray, uses rubber bullets. There is no reason to think they wouldn't use such things on drones. The thinking would be that no police risk injury, so it's better to use drones than it is to use police officers in riot gear on the ground. But we have a national program with no judicial oversight, no legislative oversight, that has used that same logic to kill thousands of people, men, women, and children, three Americans that we know of, 98% of the victims not on the list of targeted individuals, some on the list without so much as knowing their names, some for the act of rescuing victims of a previous strike. And the apparent ease of the drones has taken this new kind of warfare into new places. It hasn't de-escalated existing wars. And the people of Yemen and the people of Pakistan understandably hate our government. This is not a model to deploy domestically. The ease of using drones, that temptation, that power will result in abuses and corruption. This is not a prediction. It is happening around this country, if not in this locality yet. I urge you to consider that resolution. Feel free to strengthen it and alter it. You have improved resolutions I've seen proposed to you in the past, but please consider it and bring it up next month.
Thank you. John Hayden.
Good evening. My name is John Amidon. I live at 25 Melrose Avenue, Albany, New York. It is a pleasure and an honor to address the council tonight. Thank you for hearing me. I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. I served from 1965 to 1969. I mention this because I took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, and I strongly support the Constitution of the United States. With that in mind, I am distressed over the use of drones by our federal government and by state and local governments. In Syracuse, New York, we have Hancock Field, where drones are piloted and killing people in Afghanistan. One of the things that they do is signature killings. Signature killings are profile killings. We don't actually know who we are killing anymore. This is deeply distressing to me. And because of this, many women, children, and men are killed who are innocent of anything but being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Another policy is double tapping. It is a term that when we fire a Hellfire missile and people are hurt and injured, when the responders come to help, we fire a second Hellfire missile to kill those people too. This is clearly a war crime. So with my concern over First Amendment rights, which are my right to petition the government, the right to assemble, how will I feel when drones are flying overhead at a rally in Washington, D.C., or Albany, New York, or Charlottesville, Virginia, if it happens to become the case? How will I feel if when I go to church and I have a government who's spying on me because perhaps I'm of the Muslim faith, or perhaps I'm of the group that is currently being targeted or under suspicion? And with the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, we have lost habeas corpus. The United States military can seize any person at any time, indefinitely detain them, without ever bringing them to trial or charging them. And that includes all Americans in the United States as well as the rest of the world. How do I feel as a person who served in the armed forces when I see my constitutional rights taken away, trashed by the government? Do I feel secure? Do I feel safe in my own nation? Does this killing robotic technology help any of us to live in cooperation and harmony and respect for each other? So I strongly want to associate all of these comments and be associated with the comments of David Swanson and urge that you adopt this resolution to restrict the use of drones. Frankly, I would recommend you ban the use of drones in Charlottesville entirely. Thank you.
Thank you. Brendan Cullen.
How y'all doing? Okay. I'm Joe Drago. I live at 2703 Westmoreland Road in Carrsbrook. I also stand in strong support that you pass a resolution that does not allow drones over our skies in any way, shape, or form, whether for emergency or otherwise. The fact of the matter is, as these gentlemen have also pointed out, that our nation is under assault, our constitutional rights are under assault by an increasingly fascist government in Washington. And yes, I do use that word. It may be shocking to you, but their conduct can only belie such conclusion. Right here in our airport, we have the TSA. They routinely sexually assault our women going through their felt-up lines. In fact, a woman in Texas who wrote some articles critical of the TSA has three times, and forgive me for the graphic description, but three times has had her vagina penetrated by the gloved hand of the TSA thugs at the airports. This is what we face today as a nation, a government that is completely out of touch with us. This is not a government by the people for the people. It is an oligarch that is being controlled by a group of international corporate thugs, mafia. And though that may seem far and distant from you all, the fact of the matter is it's here in Charlottesville also. Steve Sellers arrested Philip Cobb, an African-American gentleman, at his farm in Keswick a year and a half ago because they found two marijuana plants growing in the wild in his backyard. Arrested him. A man who was taking care of his 90-year-old mother. I went to the meeting at John Whitehead's place at the Rutherford Institute. Steve Sellers told us that he had to follow the letter of the law. Steve Sellers doesn't use discernment. Steve Sellers never had it wasn't enough of a man to apologize for the harm he did to this good and decent man. This element of fascism is right here in our community. Make no mistake about it. If you think that you're insulated from it, you are wrong. It is here, and it is here now. I know we can't do all the things that perhaps we'd like to do, but some things we can do. And one of the things we can do is pass a resolution to not allow these drones over our skies, for starters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the comment period, and other comments from City Council members on any of.
Well, I'll start. I certainly am interested in looking at the drone resolution. We were sent it, I hope. I know, Dave, are you going to propose something like that? But yeah, I'm certainly interested in looking at that. Eleanor, thank you for thinking that we're forward-looking and ahead of the issues. I'm afraid we're not always so, but we'll see how we do tonight. Mr. Drumheller, thank you for serving on the Towing Advisory Board, another really fascinating topic on our agenda tonight. Rebecca Quinn, thank you. This is a quarterly from Rivanna, and we'll be sure your questions are asked. And Mr. Weber, I agree that we should be sure that everybody knows this election is coming up. This is what our democracy is all about, and I think the water bills, our utility bills, in a bad suggestion, but perhaps we could just use a lot of information outlets. And Ms. Maria Chappell, great point about hazardous waste. We'll be talking a lot about the stormwater issue, but that is as relevant. And thank you.
Yes.
Happy to give it a go. I just wanted to make a clarification to Ms. Roberts. The newspaper article mentioned the city funding of the 250th anniversary, but they didn't mention the, I think, more than 25 private organizations that also donated. And so it left a rather misleading impression that it was all city funding that went toward it, and it absolutely wasn't. So, it's something that the newspaper reporter chose to do. I'm not quite sure why, but that was not really true. The other is that I think we agree that our retirees and our employees deserve a raise, and it's been a while. So thank you for bringing that up. And for who to call if there are rogue goats loose in town, you call animal control. And that is in the ordinance that they will, if goats are loose and causing trouble, that's who comes, and they'll come and get them just like a stray dog. The issue of drones, I got to say that I'm not feeling it. I think if there were someone actually proposing to use drones in such a way in our community, that it would be time for City Council to act, but I'm not feeling any compulsion to do it next meeting at this point. One of the things that I wanted to thank Mr. Collins for explaining what happened with the Housing Authority and the FAR naming of folks to the strategic investment area. That was part of the story that I didn't know, so it was really helpful to hear how that happened. And I think that it's important also to know that you were concerned about the appointment by council to the Housing Authority, and it was a unanimous decision. So it was something that we all felt was time, and I hope that Mr. Hooja will do a good job on the Housing Authority. I think we all have really talked about the need for somebody to absolutely listen to residents, because they're a critical constituent of that board. And I know that I'll continue to watch and make sure that happens. So thank you for sharing that with us.
I don't feel the need for the drone focus at this point in time. It has not become something that has been brought to our attention by anybody until tonight. So that's it.
Mr. Burris?
I want to thank all the speakers who did come out on the issue of drones. Even though it's not an issue that's presenting itself today, the whole point of the letter from the Rutherford Institute was that it would really behoove us to get out in front of it and to get some policies and safeguards in place, because there are new provisions that are going to allow upwards of 30,000 drones. This is not something, some conspiracy theory. There are upwards of 30,000 drones that are going to be in our skies within the next few years, and not in Charlottesville, but in this country. And I think, there was a bill in the General Assembly this year. They're already talking and already thinking about regulating the use of drones. Now, that bill was pretty narrowly targeted to using drones to monitor hunting activities, but there's a precedent that's been set for putting regulations and safeguards in place to protect people's privacy. And I think it would really send a strong signal that Charlottesville is a community that values civil liberties if we were to pass a resolution. I frankly don't think the resolution goes far enough, because I think if I could wave a magic wand, I'd like to see the City Council take some more affirmative steps as to what we can do on the local level to prohibit it, not just talk about what the General Assembly and the Congress can do. But so I was planning on bringing this up under other business, but I guess I want to wait and see, if there's a third vote to even consider it. I'm hearing two votes for not considering it and two votes for considering it. But regardless, thank you for bringing this issue forward. It is an important issue for anybody who cares about privacy and civil liberties.
As the drone issue, I agree with Mr. Norris and Mr. Smith that I think it is something which we need to think proactively. I realize it is not happening right now in Charlottesville, but we want to set a certain tone, so I'll be supportive of such a resolution.
I certainly am interested in looking at the drone resolution. We were sent it, I hope. I know. Dave, are you going to propose something like that? But, yeah, I'm certainly interested in looking at that.